What's up, everyone? It's Roger and James here from the What's on Disney Plus podcast. In this episode, we are going to be talking about all the big week's news. So we're going to be talking Diary of a Female President, which is a new series they've announced. Chris Evans possibly directing some stuff for Disney Plus. Also be talking about some of the trailers that broke for the Super Bowl. And finally, our feature topic for today is going to be about like advertising and stuff on Disney Plus. So let's jump first off into the news. So literally just before we started recording, the Super Bowl was on. So I woke up this morning, had a few trailers. I'd say trailers, 20-second teasers might be a little bit more in line. So we had Captain Marvel, Avengers Endgame, and also Toy Story 4. There wasn't really a lot there. It really didn't... as someone that's not in America, despite the big flag that covers everything up behind me.
I still don't understand that flag. Why you have it.
It's the biggest flag I've got that covers up the area I'm sat in a stock room at the minute until I get my new house. So at the minute, it's just covering up stock. So it's the biggest one I've got. But it's that kind of situation, really, of I don't really feel like there was any big trailer that blew out of here that we haven't seen before. The Toy Story 4 trailer was in the fun fair with Buzz, kind of with the new characters attacking him. It was I was very underwhelmed. I know this movie is coming out in June, and obviously it will come to Disney Plus probably just before Christmas or around, maybe just after. But yeah, that trailer didn't really do anything for me.
I can't speak to that trailer because I didn't see it. I might make fun of you of your American flag back there, but I did not do my American civic duty and watch the Super Bowl. So I actually, with the exception of two trailers, which we'll talk about in a moment, I know nothing about what happened in the Super Bowl at this point. I know who won. I know what the score was. I know that a lot of people are very angry for some reason about SpongeBob. I don't understand why, but I'm sure I will find out later this week. I didn't even know there was a Toy Story trailer, to be honest.
There wasn't really a huge amount. Then we had Captain Marvel, which was just a rehash, really, and just pushing her faster, stronger,
the higher. Yeah, they're repeated over and over and over.
Yeah, they're pushing that. There was nothing much. I'll be honest, I did watch it, but I've been avoiding all the new trailers now. I'm in lockdown mode of I've seen the teaser trailer, I've seen the main trailer, but I'm not going to watch anymore. So I don't want any more being spoiled for me. So I did what, and then we had Endgame, which was a little bit better. That was probably a very short one with basically Captain America and all the characters. We definitely see Iron Man and Nebula kind of together. So we know that that's obviously how they get off the planet. And just a lot of people looking very mopey because everyone's died and Captain America is not willing to give up. That was pretty much it.
I actually preferred the Captain Marvel trailer. There was something about the Avengers trailer. I don't know. It just didn't grab me. Maybe it was the tone of it. Maybe it was the we can't actually show anything aspect of it, which is fine. I don't want to be shown all the stuff in it because, like you, at this point, even with Avengers, which is still farther out, I'm like, no, I don't actually want to see what's coming down the pipeline.
I see nothing more of Endgame. I'll be fine. I'm happy going in blind. I just thought with the Super Bowl, it might be a bit bigger. It wasn't really as big as I was expecting, but it's a little bit underwhelming of what the trailers were like. I thought we were going to see a full-blown, because they did announce beforehand that Toy Story 4 trailer was coming. I watched it and I was like, oh, okay. Yeah, they are announcing the financial results this month of the last quarter. Usually during the financial results, we get a conference call with Bob Iger and other people from Disney, usually indicating bits and pieces. They've said April, so I'm hoping and I'm expecting to find out some new news this week coming up, because this is usually the quarterly results is where we've been finding out big bulks of information about Disney Plus. Oh yeah, he's a grandma cat. And yes, and from that point there, we're gonna move over to kind of the only real like solid news we had was all the big entertainment sites reporting of a new series called Diary of a Female president. Based, I'll just read out the description so of what it says. It's going to be running for 10 episodes. It's a comedy. They're about half an hour long. It's been given a full season run. This is like straight up 10 episodes. No pilots or anything like that because ABC's going for its pilot stage. So it's a new comedy show written by Alina Penen, who's also worked on the Jane the Virgin series. The story is about the narration of a Cuban-American 12-year-old girl diary as she navigates the ups and downs of middle school and her journey to becoming the future president of the United States. And it's also being helped, being created by CBS Studios. This is actually being brought by Disney and being made by another company. They're actually content from other companies. They are what looks like they are ramping up production on getting content for this whole thing of when they're going, oh, we're going to make about 4 to 5 things a year. That seems to be going out the window. They seem to be ramping up and realizing that's not enough to be a competitor with all that. They need constant upgrades, and this looks to be interesting.
Yeah, they're going to need constant new material. I mean, that's the Netflix model at the moment now that they're kind of in the creation game rather than licensing content, because no one wants to license content to Netflix anymore. They just want to create their own Disney Plus things. But yeah, this particular series, I don't know, we don't really know enough about it yet to cast any judgment. I think it is pretty apparent, obviously, we're not the target audience for it, which is fine. But yeah, I'm kind of the one thing that's got me curious is this a retrospective of like the female president of America going, remember my days back in middle school? Yeah. Or is it just a middle schooler who is like, I'm going to be president someday? Yeah. And it could be a very different series depending on which angle they take on it. Both of which have potential, but I think finding out which way they go might impact how well it does one way or another. So
I mean, it's very, very early stages. We don't know really much about it. I've been quite interested in the last few weeks of we've been hearing lots of comedy series being dropped, lots of small, and it's that thing of I think this is a good thing because I think they, you know, the Star Wars and the Marvels are grabbing the attention, but small 30-minute sitcoms are actually, to be for me, like the bread and butter of what the stuff from ABC, which I think is going to be very popular when they bring it over to Disney, things like Modern Family, you know, this, was it the other ones that they've done, like The Middle and things like this. Those kind of shows are going to do very well on a family-friendly network. So it's nice that they're going back, because I always love 30-minute comedy shows. I've been a big fan of these as far back as I can remember, and it's nice to see them kind of getting in and doing a few more of these. Regarding the whole storyline, we'll see what it is like. Hopefully we'll find out soon. But I thought it was quite interesting as well that they're buying content from other studios. That you'd be thinking, well, CBS, don't you want to make your own content for your own ones? But then if Disney come along going, hey, can you make us a TV series on this? We'll pay you. They're like, yeah, sure. But definitely good. This is good news, I think, all around for just Disney making new content and also fresh original content.
Right, and it's good for CBS as well, obviously, because they have a guaranteed sell of 10 episodes. Because the big problem on the creation side for television shows, traditional television shows, is you never know how long the series is going to go. You want to write as if it's going to go on forever, obviously. That's the ultimate goal. But we've seen so many times series which have a lot of potential just only get 4 or 5 episodes in before they get canceled because not enough people are watching, or, you know, there's creative differences or whatever. And the advantage of Disney Plus or Netflix or Hulu or, you know, all these other things is you get 10 episodes. You have those 10 episodes to tell your story. You can try to set up for another season, but no matter what, you have 10 episodes, which is more than you can guarantee for most traditional television.
Yeah, there's a lot of different pilots being thrown around for ABC. They're bringing back New York Undercover. There's a new series based on John Meyer. It's very difficult at the minute, I feel like, ABC stuff of what might come to Disney Plus and what might end up just going to Hulu. You know, that family friendly zone, it's hard to know what's going to happen with this ABC. The ABC stuff is coming to Disney Plus, but it's not everything. Like, I know everything on the Disney Channel is going to come to it, but with this, we just don't know what's going to be going on. So it's going to be interesting to see what they do with that one. Shifting over now to a bit of Marvel. There was a rumor this week that that Jim Hill Media put out, is actually quite a cool Disney podcast. It's quite knowledgeable. I'm saying that Chris Evans, who plays Captain America, has been offered opportunities to direct some stuff for Disney Plus. Obviously, very much in the rumor territory. I think that would make a lot of sense if he was doing some stuff for Falcon and the Winter Soldier spinoff. That would make a lot of sense in some way.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, it's just a rumor, and we don't even have any specific details of what the rumor would be about. But it would be cool. And I know Chris Evans has said multiple times in the past, not even in the recent past, but just in the general, that he very much wants to move from acting to directing. In fact, there was a long period of time where we weren't sure if, I think, Civil War was going to be the last Captain America with Chris Evans, because he didn't want to renew the contract for Captain America because he wanted to pursue his directing career. And I'm glad he did come back. Say again?
He has directed the movie as well.
Yes, so, he has. Which I think got decent reviews. It wasn't like a massive success, either financially or critically, but it wasn't a flop either. Yeah. And yeah, so, but he needs to build up a little bit more experience doing that. And if I was in his shoes, I'd probably want to continue making at least a couple more movies as an actor, just to give myself a nest egg of money, a cushion, while I pursue this tangent career.
Yeah.
So we'll see. But this is a very safe way for him to do it, if it's true.
Yeah, I actually, in some ways, it's to me, it almost feel like this is a, sometimes you hear rumors and you're like that, and this feel like, yeah, this makes sense, because, you know, getting as a little bit of a carrot to get him to re-sign to do some more appearances. Oh yeah, we'll give you some jobs, because as you look at what's going on with the Mandalorian, quite like I think Bryce Dallas Howard's has been given, she's directing an episode. There's quite a few people directing stuff on the Star Wars side. You can see them like trying out different people in bits and pieces. So yeah, it makes sense. But like you say, very much rumor at the moment. So that kind of wraps up the news slide. It wasn't a huge week. But there was announced that Hulu was going to start introducing pause adverts. So when you hit pause on Hulu, you're now going to get a little advert on the screen. And that's, when I say an advert, it's a static image. They've got Coca-Cola and Charmin, the toilet paper. Either one of those two will come up, and you get the logo on the pause screen. They've been doing some research into it and finding out that non-intrusive adverts, so they don't want to hit pause and suddenly a commercial kicks in. They know it needs to be pause and silence, basically. You hit pause for a reason. You don't want to be hitting pause to answer the telephone or talk to somebody, and then you've got this advert kicking in. That's not going to work at all. So they've gone down this line, and this kind of got brought up, and instantly I thought this is something they're going to add to ESPN Plus and Disney Plus. This is something they are going to do, isn't it? It's like, you can't see a reason why they wouldn't want to do this.
No, it is, from a consumer perspective, not a terrible way of doing advertisement. We are used to that kind of static image thing, so it's not really a problem. But if they ever did go to ads with noise, that'd be a problem.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's the big thing of having, you know, they've got to work out ways of funding it. Now, Disney Plus have said that they are not going to have advertising at launch. The key word is at launch. Disney have been reshuffling their entire internal organization for advertising. They've brought all the advertising from their other departments, and they're bringing them all into the direct-to-consumer and international division. They're trying to merge them all into one thing. They've been shifting around the members of staff. They've been doing testings a lot with ESPN Plus, because there's adverts in that, and there's things. Because one of the things they're going to be looking forward to with Disney Plus is they want to get the price low to get as many people in as possible. They need as many subscribers as they possibly can, as quickly as they can. They're going to be taking a hit on it, but they want more eyes. The more eyes they get in, the more money they can make from advertising. Now, I don't think we're going to have the middle of a TV show and we're going to have an advert in the middle, but they are going to be trying to make as much money in other ways using a different format. Now, I know, you know, we looked at like Netflix and go, well, they don't do advertising, but they're at what, 13, 14 bucks in the US now for, because they just put the price up, haven't they, for Netflix?
I actually haven't checked the price recently, but yes, they did raise the price very recently. And the thing is, they can get away without doing traditional ads because they do have the subscriber base, millions and millions and millions of people now that will get chipped away at, one, because of the price increase, and two, more and more companies entering the market are going to fragment things. But yeah, they can get away with it. Whereas if you're just now entering the market, it's much harder to build up a high enough subscriber base to where you don't have to do intrusive ads.
Yeah. And also, I mean, Hulu only announced just last week that they've dropped the price of their ad version. You know, things down to like $5.99 a month, which, yeah, you're going to get the ads, and that's why you're getting these things like these Coca-Cola adverts when you pause it, because they are going for the opposite route of trying to get you in, trying to get as many eyes onto Hulu as possible, and they are offering the ad-free version. I don't know if Disney Plus, I don't know if this thing of offering two versions, is that too confusing? I think if they can go in with a low model of $4.99, $5.99 with ad supports, you know, I fully expected there to be, like, you know, banners and advertising within Disney Plus. And there's going to be that counter argument of what people are willing to accept and what people aren't. I think the traditional idea of a 4-minute ad break three times during an hour is not going to work on streaming. But a 20-second bumper before the start of a show or at the end of the show, advert within the menu, an advert, like you say, pausing. I think this is where they're going to be boosting up the value of Disney Plus, because they're going to want to keep that price low.
Yeah, and it's the eternal struggle between consumer and provider. They need to put the ads in so they can afford it. We obviously don't want the ads because they're annoying, but something like this, the pause screen ads, I'm okay with. It seems a decent way. As long as bumpers don't get too long, those are fine too.
Yeah, I mean, the thing is now, I think bringing in advertising into Disney Plus is something that they're going to have to do to keep the price low. They can't offer it at $5, $6 and not have internal advertising. They're going to have to fund it from somewhere. They might go in a bit light and add it in afterwards. It's very tricky with, I think, advertising. I don't think they need, if they launch it with nothing and then start adding it in slowly, that brings in other problems. Whereas if they launch it with too much advertising, it might put people off. But I almost feel like they need to have something in there straight away to send that message that there is going to be advertising in this. Otherwise, they're going to have to double the price. And some people might be willing to pay double the price and not have advertising. But, you know, there's going to be so much competition. They're going to want that sweet low price point to get people in, and Disney apparently are looking to get low priced, look at the Hulu basic version, to get subscribers, because they've got to catch up, and the only way they're going to catch up is to make it, I mean, Disney Life in the UK originally launched at $9.99, which is probably close to $12, $13, $14. They then stripped out some of the mobile game stuff and a few bits and pieces, dropped it down to $4.99, and that's where it stayed. Now, much easier to subscribe to something for $4.99 a month than $9.99 a month, and keep those. You know, how many subscription services have we got? And there's that thing, isn't it? Of when it hits a certain point, $4.99, $5.99, you might be like, oh yeah, I'm getting my value out of that. But when you start hitting double digits, you're gonna have to start justifying your costs.
Yeah, and I mean, that is the big problem that not just Disney, but all the companies entering are going to take. And it makes sense. They're going with a loss leader tactic of low price and then hopefully build up enough a subscriber base that they can make it sustainable over time. And advertising will play into that somehow. So as is true with many things, the real question will be implementation. If we continue with this pause ad, you know, the Charmin ad, as long as it doesn't get intrusive, as long as it doesn't have noise. So when you hit pause, because, you know, you're talking on the mom on the phone with your mom or something like that, you don't need the Charmin bears hawking their toilet paper product while you're taking a phone call or something. But if it stays non-intrusive, fine with that. If it helps Disney keep the price low for us, yeah, sure. Do it.
And also, there's that thing as well of, like you say, non-intrusive. They're going to have, it's that thing of a pause menu comes up and then you have that thing on there. They can have select met people in there doing it. It's, they're saying it's a bait. But I'm looking now, what's going on with ESPN Plus? What's going on with Hulu? They are going to take what they learn from those platforms and bring to Disney Plus and vice versa. You know, they're going to, if they've got three different networks, they're going to start playing around with them all and they're going to see what's working. I'd love a completely non advert version of Disney Plus, but that's going to boost the price up, and that's that line of Netflix set this mode that you didn't have to, they didn't have to do it, but even they've been experimenting with stuff. But also I've noticed now, like the BBC iPlayer and Amazon, they've started running bumpers before shows advertising their other shows. They've started running, and Netflix have been doing that as well, where they're starting to run small 10-15 second trailers before you start a show to advertise their other shows, because they realize that the power of the trailer is needed, and it's annoying, but if they keep it short, it works.
Yeah, and it's that balancing act of alerting people to what your product is or to what your advertiser's product is without making them feel like you're shoving it down their throat, or that it's intrusive, or that it's getting in the way of their viewing experience. And also, yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to say, the other big way of making money is by like doing things like, you know, product placement and, you know, adding products into while you're filming.
You don't an agreement with Coke. Just so we're clear, Coke is not advertising on our podcast.
You know, but you know, you get the little paid, the little PP adverts coming up. We have them over here. They have to actually put a little logo in the corner when a show starts, and it will say at the end, you know, like if, as I always found it funny watching Hawaii 5-0 series, you know, it was sponsored by Chrysler. Every single vehicle, everyone drive had the full on bumper shot of the you know, the Chrysler, and or I think like Emmerdale over here, like suddenly everyone's driving a Land Rover, and there are things like that, also fun stuff. And, you know, things like that are something I would expect to continue to happen as well.
Yeah. And as long as it's not intrusive, I mean, that's what we keep coming back to. Sure. All right. Have everybody driving Chryslers. Everyone is reading General Mills cereals and drinking Coca-Cola products. Fine. But as long as it's not too over the top.
And I always think back to Transformers Age of Extinction, when there's this big battle going on in the middle of Shanghai or in the middle of China, and there are just so many product placements of like they're fighting and suddenly he grabs a can of Bud Light and drinks it, and he drinks a mushu like things, and there's advertising, you know, it was that thing that went to that point where it was a little bit too much. You know, everyone, you know, there's a room of students and they all lift up their iPads. You know, they're nobody, every single person in the room has an iMac rather than a laptop.
I yearn for the days of the original ET when people were getting upset that the breakfast scene or whatever just had way too much product placement and it's so tame compared to today.
Yeah. And yeah, it's just that thing of, you know, things like this are all going to be ways of bringing in money for the shows. It's easier on, you know, it's very difficult on something like Star Wars. Star Wars is one that can't happen on very easily, if at all.
Whereas, Star Wars is the merchandise.
Yeah. But like Marvel and things like that is a lot easier on live. And I suspect, you know, we're going to see things, but how they do advertising is going to be tricky. I know when I'm watching like Channel 4 on demand over here, you know, that and ITV on demand over here, they are paid for advertising. You don't subscribe, and therefore it's an ad supported model, and you have to sit through 3 minutes of adverts three times throughout the whole show. Unskippable, you can't fast forward or anything. And that's the difference. You know, you're not paying for it, so therefore you have to sit through those adverts, and it's just, That's the difference of when you're not subscribing.
Yeah, and it's different here in the States. Everything has ads in it, whether you're paying or not.
Yeah, everything, like you say. I mean, I noticed when I used to go to America, of watching American TV series, and it would just be... I couldn't get over how many adverts there were. Like, the intro had hardly started, and you're already into an advert. And that's crept in a little bit over here. But when I've been watching, like, the Royal Rumble this week on the WWE Network, because I'm watching the American broadcast through the WWE Network, you know, we're getting all the American internal adverts and stuff that I don't normally see. And, yeah, it's just part of watching television. I'm paying for the WWE Network. They don't run adverts like traditional ones, but in the middle of a show, it's like, this show is sponsored by Snickers, and here's some cereal, and here's, you know, you do get that. And I love the fact that even that was sponsored by Kingdom Hearts 3. So that,
I mean, yeah. And then, of course, this past Sunday, we had the Super Bowl, which is the commercial king of broadcast television in general. The commercials get trailers in some cases. So, yeah, I mean, America obviously is highly commercialized. I mean that in the business sense, not the commercials themselves, but they are the byproduct of that. So
it's that fine line between what they can get away with and what they can't. I think they're going to launch soft and introduce stuff later. It's easy. They don't want, I don't think they want that initial, you know, they don't want reviews and customers talking about stuff and talking about it, going, oh, this advert, all these adverts are getting, they don't want that negativity before they launch. It's easy to bring it in later, and when they've got 15, 20 million subscribers, start bringing it in afterwards. I think there's going to be something. I wouldn't be at all surprised if the pause menu has these adverts in from the get-go to set up the idea that there is going to be advertising at some point on, or, you know, there has to be something. Otherwise, if there's nothing, it's a step up, isn't it?
Yeah, and it's much easier for them to introduce it later once we're already hooked on the service and we're more likely to say, oh, you know, I'll deal with the ads. They've got enough content on here that I'm fine with dealing with that minor annoyance. Whereas launching right out of the gate, you might load up The Mandalorian and be like, oh, yeah, it's cheap, but it's so annoying. I had to watch these ads before it. I think I'll just stick with Netflix. So, yeah, it's the drug dealer model. Get them hooked and then, you know, add in the other stuff.
I mean, it's like this, I thought it was quite interesting as well with like the pause menu of these static images. You know, I wouldn't be at all surprised if you have your main menu and there's a corner or a square with an advert in it. You know, I know when I boot up my television on the LG, you get an advert comes down the side for the latest movie to buy. You know, it was like whatever's out on Blu-ray that week, the digital version, there's an advert there saying to buy it, you know, and it takes you to their store to buy. And I think there's that kind of thing, but that to me doesn't seem intrusive, and it's fine. You know, and it's like going on a website when you have banners and adverts on the side, you know, that kind of advertising, I would not be at all surprised to see there.
Yeah, not even remotely. I'm actually more surprised we're not going to see it, but eventually we probably will. So,
but there we go. So that's all like I said, advertising is a bit of a tricky one. They have to do it financially, but they've got to be non-intrusive and they've not got to annoy people. And there's that line of where things get put, you know, the days of pop-ups and all the rest of it, you know, that they still do it on the internet, but you find it less and less because they've found out that it wasn't working. You know, they've evolved. You know, they put, you know, for a while it was a big thing of adverts on websites where you suddenly had massive trailers blowing off with the music going, and that they realized didn't work. You know, there are different things that they're trying and they're going to go through bits and pieces. The good thing is, in some ways, by the time Disney Plus launches, they've learned from Hulu, they've learned from ESPN Plus, they can try something somewhere else. Try it all. You know, the guinea pigs can be used on different networks. They don't have to try them all in all on one.
No, and of course, you know, there's all sorts of different ways they can do it safely, and they'll test them out on those other networks, and the least offensive ones will make it over to Disney Plus. So, yeah, just a reminder, websites that have auto-playing videos are a bane, especially when they're advertisements. Don't do it.
No, But we'd love to know your thoughts on what advertising you are expecting on Disney Plus. Love to know your thoughts in the comments below, or get in touch with us on the social medias. You can follow us over there. You can follow us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. That would be great if you could. You can also subscribe to the podcast on different platforms such as Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Spotify, etc. And finally, we've got the YouTube channel as well, which you can subscribe on. James, where can they find you?
You can find me at heroiclegacy.com.
And on that note, guys, thank you very much for joining us. We'll be back next week with some news. Hopefully with the financial results, we'll have a little bit more news to talk about. See you guys soon. Laters.
Later.